Fairfield Harbor is located across the Neuse River from New Bern. It's a quiet, gated community of 3,000 people made up of mostly retirees. Since Hurricane Florence, some progress in recovery has been made, but trees are still down on the golf course and in yards, and the power is still out for some residents. A few boats are scattered here and there on marshland and in people's yards. But the most striking sight, the sides of streets are lined with mountains of debris stretched for miles.
Now you can look out at the pile on the street there. That's my life. The whole of my life is out there, heaped up in one big stinking heap. I don't know.
James Suda has lived on Barbary Coast Drive for a decade. During Hurricane Florence, the floodwater rose past his windowsills inside his home. When he came back to survey the damage a few days after the storm, he saw the 4-foot water line in his garage.
Every piece of furniture lost. Every fabric or paper thing lost. You can save glass or, you know, things like that if they didn't break.
On this day, Suda was cleaning out a storage shed while construction crews ripped out his house's subflooring. All of the damaged appliances and cabinets have been removed, and the drywall and insulation are gone. Mold is visible in the garage.
No, but it's an emotional experience. It's a physical experience. I'm 68 years old. I'll be 69, and this wasn't my idea of retirement exactly, but it happens to you, and what can you do?
For now, Suda and his wife are staying with neighbors. He says it will probably take 6 to 8 months to fix their home.
A lot of people are 50, 80 miles away in a motel, having to come back and forth every day because what are you going to do? Other ones got trailers. They bought trailers to put them in their driveway. But again, it takes money to do this. If you don't have money, you know, I worry about the poor people. What are they doing? You know, they're the ones who need the help, really.
Suda has home insurance and flood insurance to help cover the $14,000 expense to have crews gut their house. He says he registered for disaster assistance with FEMA when they came by his home.
I've heard there's a lot of people around here who are just frozen position because they can't deal with it. They just can't handle it emotionally, and they don't know what to do. So that's why they come around and knock on your door to see if you need help or anything.
Since last week, FEMA disaster survivor assistance teams have been going door to door in Fairfield Harbor, helping people register for disaster assistance and providing information on the types of resources they might be eligible for. Crew leader Elisa Goldstein-Clark is organizing the crew of a half a dozen FEMA specialists.
Our teams are finding out if they have registered with FEMA, and if not, we can register them. And if they have registered with FEMA, we are also able to do updates and inquiries and help to troubleshoot problems they may be having with their applications.
The team split up into groups of two and went from house to house on both sides of Barbary Coast Drive, talking with residents about the destruction to their homes.
This was epic. This is heartbreaking to see this. The damage and the debris that people are putting out, it's extensive and it's heartbreaking.
While the homes on Barbary Coast Drive aren't directly on the water, many were flooded when storm surge from the Neuse River pushed the water into the creek and canals surrounding the neighborhood.
Go door to door to make sure everyone is okay.
Okay.
And to see whether or not you had any damage, but it appears that you did.
Fairfield Harbor resident Michael Carl was sitting in a folding lawn chair outside of his home with his dog Otis waiting for contractors to arrive. During Hurricane Florence, he had 46 inches of water wash into his garage.
It didn't quite make it into the house, but everything got damp. It made it into our Carolina room in the back.
Carl has been ripping out drywall and flooring and pulling out insulation from underneath his home. The moisture also ruined cabinets in his kitchen and bathrooms. He says his wife registered for FEMA disaster assistance right after the storm, but they were denied.
We're waiting to hear a lot from our different companies and that. Our insurance company, flood insurance, is pretty well taking care of us. I don't know if we'll get the full amount back, but any little bit helps.
Carl says they also didn't qualify for food assistance through DSNAP or temporary sheltering assistance, which reimburses the cost of staying at a motel.
I don't know if it's because we made too much or we didn't have enough receipts for housing.
After speaking with the disaster survivor assistance team, Carl says he's going to file an appeal with FEMA to try to get disaster assistance. While each person's situation is different, crew leader Elisa Goldstein-Clark says there's some confusion among Fairfield Harbor residents who have flood insurance through FEMA as to whether or not they are already registered to receive disaster assistance.
Because the envelopes and letters actually have the FEMA logo on them, they think they're automatically registered in many cases with FEMA, because they filed with their flood insurance. But it's they also need to register with FEMA on that 1-800 number online for disaster assistance. That's separate from their insurance.
FEMA plans to continue visiting homes in Fairfield Harbor. Residents can also visit the Disaster Recovery Center in New Bern at the former Eckerd Drugstore Monday through Saturday from 9 to 7 and on Sundays from 9 to 1. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.